Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to our pre-show here for the 19th. What are we looking at here? Oh, this is an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement that I signed for something, some project. So anyway, there's the car keys. Look at that, I just found my car key. God damn. Yeah, so it's a kind of a whirlwind 48 hours. Lots and lots of wonderful people on Facebook saying hello and congratulations. And I got Bubba the Love Sponge went on his podcast today. That cat is like, he's unbridled, man, when he's not on the actual radio show. I don't know, they say class of 2024, you know, in these Hall of Fame things, but... Oh, you give me a fucking break, will you, Phil? Can't spell. Can't do shit. No, this is the ridiculousness of it all. What are we talking about? Oh, Elon Musk. God, somebody did a... Elon Musk and Donald Trump blended together somehow. Ooh, Trump, she doesn't want to kiss you, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, Trump. Has anybody ever lived long enough to buy a second bottle of Worcester sauce? Why is this motherfucker, this motherfucking cat turd in my fucking, fuck you, cat turd, you stupid cunt. I'd like to interview that motherfucker. I'd like to find every last one of these motherfuckers that I think are absolute, utter fucking Russian fucking propaganda meister motherfucker. I'd like to sit down and interview these pieces of shit and have it be so contentious that it turns into a fist fight. How do these guys get 2 million? I'm really serious. How does some motherfucking piece of shit named Cat Turd, a guy that, you know, obviously nobody knows who he is. I think he's some fat tub of shit. I mean, he shows himself, he's in a cowboy hat and he's got on, you know, shades, and he's probably some fat piece of shit redneck. But there's no fucking way that this cat's posts are that fucking interesting. So what it is, and when I look at the people that follow him, a lot of these people would hate his fucking guts. Look at this. Terry, I know all these people, and I know they're all liberals. Because these are all cats that I know and that I follow. It's Josh. Look at this. Gloria Mann, Ted Lau, Jillian Barbary, fucking T-Pain, Terry Hutch. These are just people that follow me. Josh Rogan, who's a liberal columnist. Dave Clemens. Now, these are all people that hate the motherfucker's guts, but they follow him. I can't stand following people that I don't like. I couldn't possibly follow motherfuckers that I just cannot agree with, right? So I don't do that, but I know a lot of people that do. I know a lot of people that do. Okay, what are we going to do in this piece of shit show? God. Lord have mercy. Well, it's the pre-show, and this is the real Phil. You know, what do you want me to tell you? The goddamn Florida Panthers just, they lost again 4-3. They lost 8-1 in Edmonton. They come home and they lose 4-3. They went down 4-1. I think it was 4-1. And then the Panthers got one back, got two back. I don't know when they got the fucking goals. I think it was 2-0 when the Panthers got one, and then they, you know, they got within one, 4-3, but they their defense looks like shit. You know, I was thinking about that. This is Jack Armstrong, and that's because I come from North Dakota. What do you want to? What do you want me to tell you? All right, where's the thing, man? There it is. Okay. This is Jack Armstrong.
And welcome. This is Jack Armstrong, and welcome to... John Armstrong. Hi, fellas. John Armstrong, and I'm here in the Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I just got done watching the Florida Panthers.
I want to ask you something. Where are you from?
I'm from North Dakota. I'm from a little town called Oogabooga. I don't know the name of the town. I forget...
Where's Lawrence Welk is from a town. I finally got the a lot of you don't know who Lawrence Welk was, but he's a cat that had a music show on, and he was a very popular band leader, but he talked like Jack Armstrong, but he came from North Dakota. How the fuck is that possible? How can you talk like you come from fucking Denmark? Well, as it turned out, he was raised in a German community in North Dakota. Where the fuck is... Here we go. Wikipedia. Where is Wikipedia? Okay. Where's motherfucking Wikipedia, bitch? God damn. Justin Timberlake got popped for drunk driving. Whatever. Lawrence Welk. From Strasburg, North Dakota. And... born in a German-speaking community of Strasburg, North Dakota, he was sixth of eight children, Roman Catholic, ethnic Germans who emigrated in 1892 from Odessa, Russian Empire, now the Ukraine. Welk was a first cousin once removed to former Montana, da 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 da. The family lived in a homestead that is now a tourist attraction. They spent the cold North Dakota winter of their first year inside an upturned wagon covered in sod. Welk left school during fourth grade to work full-time. Now, there is something here that his first language was German. I think he comes from just a town called...
I come from a little town in North Dakota called Tadler, North Dakota, and it was settled by just... This is the accent that I have. They said that the Lawrence Welk people lived here, and everybody in the town started to talk like that.
Are you from America?
Yes, God. Yes, bitch. I'm telling you...
testing. Oh, man. Oh, okay. All right. I got it. I'm all over this shit like white on rice. Okay, so there's that. Then, John Armstrong. You loving him? What else are we doing? Oh, good Lord. All right, man. So, there may be people who want to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony in Nashville in September. I just have to tell you, I don't know exactly, but the ticket prices are really high. Along with probably the cat that'll be taking the tickets. I'm joking.
Hi, Phil. This is John Armstrong, and we saw the Florida Panthers lose their second game. They went out to a 3-0 lead.
You know, can I? Go ahead. Hi, John. It's Margaret Gray. I want to ask you a question.
Yes, certainly.
Where are you from?
I come from a small town called Strasburg, North Dakota.
All right, now that's where Lawrence Welk is from.
Okay.
And I understand that it's an ethnic German-speaking community.
When I grew up there...
I think he comes...
I come from a small community called Tadler Town in North Dakota.
What is it called?
Tattletown.
Tattletown.
That's right. That's what it's called. I wish it was something else, but it's kind of weird sounding.
Okay, so where are we going? I want to find out. All right. God, my fucking eyes. All right, so we're going to do, Phil, I'll do a little reminiscing about the Hall of Fame, and then I'll do, then we'll do John Armstrong, and then one more thing. Yeah, the Panthers, if they don't, you know, look, I don't think anybody expected them to sweep the Edmonton Oilers. I don't think anybody expected a sweep. When they started to look like they would sweep, then we're all going, oh, wow, this is going to be fun. Maybe they'll sweep. But no, they did not. Why can't I get rid of this? Okay. They lost two in a row. They lost game four. 8-1, they just got their fucking asses kicked in Edmonton. Then it started to look like we were going to have the same thing yesterday. The game wound up 4-3, but Edmonton went out to a 2-0 or a 3-0 lead. I forget. And it was just disgusting. And then finally, the fucking Panthers came back to within one, 4-3. And everybody was, and then they finally got an empty netter at the end. Matthew Tkachuk actually skated his ass off and knocked a puck that was on its way into the empty net free, knocked it away from the goal. But then, I don't know who it was, came around, grabbed the puck and shot it in. Panthers, their defense is a piece of shit. As good as it was in all of those series before, their defense against Edmonton has just gone to shit. Edmonton's got a fast break. That's basketball. They got a rush, an offensive rush, where they got one or two or even three skaters going down the ice like a bat out of fucking hell, and the Panthers can't get back on defense. They're falling on their fucking asses. They're sliding into Bobrovsky. They're, you know, and they're losing the puck when the Oilers aren't just grabbing the puck, okay, and heading down ice with it after an offensive burst from the Panthers. It's the Panthers shooting some errant shit pass that the Oilers intercept, and they're off to the races. They look like they're a faster team than the Oilers, than the Panthers. I don't know, man. You know, just I'm not going to lose any sleep over that shit because they're, you know, they're not my hometown team, but they're a team I care about, you know, and I've followed the Panthers off and on for the last 25 goddamn years, and here they are, 3-0 in the Stanley Cup fucking finals, and now they've lost two straight. Now, no team has come back from three down since 1940 fucking two. Since 1942, no team has overcome an 0-3 deficit in the Stanley Cup finals to go on to win. It was the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1942. They were down 0-3 to the Detroit Red Wings, and they came back to win the series. Now, I don't know, man. We already did Bobby Dooley, right? We did that bitch. All right. Bobby and her pill problem is always very funny. How could we do Bobby? I think she gets dumb tongue, right? Did we do the Steve Bozell? I don't know. Did we do ball vinegar? I think we did.
It was ball vinegar. I love balsamic.
Archive. Let me see. Da 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 da. The Injustice Files. What the hell is this shit? Where is the most recent? Episode 72. Steve Bozell's best lawsuits. What the fuck is going on? Where do I find fucking Steve Bozell? God damn it. How do you find... I'm telling you, I just fucking lose it with this motherfucker. Most recent. How do I do the most recent? How about Steve Bozell 2024. This is really going to piss me off. June 6th, Chris Norton. May 21st, Steve Bozell joins the panel and talks about seeing the Eiffel Tower. Resenting, that was May 21st. He got pissed off about seeing the Eiffel Tower. I don't know if he ever did anything about the balsamic vinegar thing. You see, Chris Norton, new joint, World War Sex. Oh, here it is, balsamic vinegar. I knew it. Yeah. Chris Norton's World War Sex. That was back on June 6th. Where is it? June 6th? There it is. Okay. Well, enough of that shit. Enough about that. There it is. Jay Sanders, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
We have Jay Santos joining us. Jay, always good to have you on the phone with us. You had an encounter where?
I was out in front of a Costco over here in La Habra, Phil, and I was delivering some comments. Essentially, I was just saying that, you know, we need a lot of people.
That'll work. All right. Now, is that the one we use? I think it is. I think it's police.